Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 31st, 2020. New Life 1167. Replacing the Movie of Life.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Azoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Leitman about the amazing ability that we have to go into the plot of a book or a movie and to really come out of ourselves. We'd like to understand, why did nature give us this ability? What can we do with it? Be with us. Nitza, please. So, we always love movies. So you're talking about movies or books? Both have a plot. I'll describe the phenomenon in general. In the past, we used to really delve into a good book. Today, people still like reading, but it's less common. The more common genre nowadays are series. Long series. So it's not a 2 or 3 hour movie that you go in, watch it, and forget about, but these are series that you start watching in a row, like a marathon. It's now the new thing, the ultimate pastime that suits everyone, the younger generation, older generation. Everyone's dream nowadays is on the weekend, turn down the lights, put on the aircon, and put on a good series. By the way, one of the biggest companies in the world called Netflix, this is what they do actually. It's a company that provides watching services on all kinds of media. And just to understand, we're talking about 140 million subscribers that Netflix has. It's an enormous amount of people that sit and watch marathon style, episode after episode, 5, 6 episodes in the same day, in a row, without stopping. How long does it take? Hours. Usually, how long is an episode? Let's say that an episode can be up to an hour, but the series themselves, you watch them episode after episode. On average, people watch 3 to 6 episodes per go. So a person can sit between 3 to 6 hours in a row just watching. By the way, they're very good, qualitative series. So, to put a person into a different kind of reality. Yeah. Now, what I like to ask about is, this is something that people derive great pleasure from. It's not that something forced you to sit and watch. But you're waiting for the moment when you can finally sit in front of your screen and start watching, to leave your day-to-day life and go into a different movie. So I switched the movie where I'm supposed to be one of the heroes, to something where I'm the viewer, calmly, quietly, with popcorn and a Coke, at home, in my pajamas, slippers, everything's comfortable, and you fly. That's the thing. We sit on our couch at home, but suddenly reality is completely different. Yeah, and I'm living it out. So, why not? That's good. Why should a person bother running around? If he can sit this way in his armchair his entire life, from beginning to end, he's shown series for children when he's a child, and then when he's in school, and later on, when he's a teenager, according to his age.
True.
And so he lives movie after movie that ends when he ends. Good. And he's also taught how it develops and how it ends. Now, what's the next stage? That probably you won't need a screen and you don't need Netflix. But you connect to some wire and you hear and see everything inside yourself. And even though that you're sitting down or laying down, whatever more comfortable for you, you feel that you're living inside that movie. And you don't need anything besides that. So that's the next stage. Yeah, excellent. We don't need this entire mess, this whole life, nothing.
Now,
the person watching has this ability. He's not simply a passive watcher, but emotionally, he's participating in the movie. He laughs, he cries, he goes through all those processes. He could be put into a matrix where he himself is the hero. You're always taking us to the next stage. Yeah, it's limitless. Because if you go into a person's inner world, you can program it as you wish. So what is this part in a person that puts his life aside and he has the ability that an animal doesn't have, for example, to come out of himself and fantasize? Yeah, exactly. Experience some kind of an emotional adventure outside of his own body. It's an ability that's unique. Unique? Yeah. Let's connect him to several electrodes, wires. And he can imagine himself in whatever state he chooses. What does it say about us as human beings? That we have no idea what movie are we in right now either. Right now, who knows? Is it a movie or is it the truth? Interesting question. Or is it reality then? Or it's not important to us. The main thing is to feel good or not to feel. The main thing is not to feel bad. That's what it's about. So if our life isn't that interesting, then going into another movie is interesting. That's the idea. Yeah. I have an evolutional question. Why did nature give people this ability to come out of their life, their own life, and identify with the plot and heroes and experiences that we read about in a book or see in a movie? For a person to know that he's in a movie. What do you mean? For a person to know that his current life is also something that's projected in him. That he can change the movie that he's in. He can rise above the person who's viewing himself, meaning to rise to a higher level, to those forces that project that movie, to enter them and change his movie, meaning his life. To make himself the hero. And whatever he chooses and thinks from the variety of options, including life and death, and all the different states that he can only imagine, and beyond that, what will open up to him as an opportunity. So you're saying that this ability that a person has is actually in order to really allow him to build a new movie, to create a new movie, or... Yeah, no, you put it correctly. To really build a new movie, but not one that I'm watching, that I program it. That I'm the one forming it, creating it. That's really interesting. I don't think that anyone ever really talked about this. Don't we want to plan our life? We do. Don't we regret the movies we were in previously, in our previous life? We regret things so much and want to change them. But we can't. Well, we can. We can. That's the thing. I can change my life in retrospect. In retrospect, how? That's interesting. That's truly appealing, because most people regret what they did and the way they lived, and they have a feeling that it won't come back. Yeah, you live only once, the movie's over. And here you have an opportunity. We stop. So I stop. And rewind to the point that you want to go back to. And start anew. What would you like to have? Say what? And we'll arrange a different life for you. Again, you're a young girl, happy, jumping around, this, that. And you start going through life as a young girl, lady, and so on. Would you change a lot? Good question. Would I change a lot in life? That's the question. You will not be led to change the movie before you're capable of writing a script, new script. Write and correct script, more correct than before. And then carry it out. And you'll go through it. And again, you'll have criticism. But still, now I've learned from what I myself did, from the script that I made, and by going through it, I learned that I change even more, one way or another, in a more mature, serious way. We're not talking about just dreams, but about serious matters. How does a person realize himself? In a way that at the end of the movie, that he doesn't regret passing away. And so here's the question. This is the interesting point. Usually, what do we do? Yeah, I'm fed up with this. I'm tired. I want to close everything. Waiting for the movie to end. Right. But here you don't. Here we understand that the movie doesn't end. It doesn't. And then what do? So that later we will want to continue it for eternity. Well, there are many things around this, but let's go back to what we talked about. That's the most interesting thing. You touched on many things that are really new and interesting. I think that any person who'd listen would immediately ask, where do I subscribe? This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah really allows a person to develop his ability, the ability that exists in every person, as to how do we really project our life, ourselves, on ourselves. And we're the ones that are controlling everything. We're in self-control over this. So this is actually what the wisdom of Kabbalah, studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, allows me to do. How to accept our life correctly, so that we will not regret a single moment in life, that we won't want to go back and correct anything. Eventually we want more and more, but we reach a state where we don't want. The life that I lived was correct, good, full of content, and I do not regret a single moment. And then I discover, after these calculations, that it wasn't me who did it, but that there is a force that's actually projecting the movie, and what he did, even though that I went through different events and problems and things, it was all in order to bring me to a whole and perfect state. And there was no other way to do it. And then I agree. And in that, the movie ends. And the real life begins. And I see that the entire life that I went through up until now was a dream. And it was a dream, not the real movie. As it says, we were dreamers. And now, from this dream, I wake up to the real life. That's called a new day. Can you give us a promo of this new life? What is it like? It's an eternal life, whole and complete. That I have a correct mutual relationship with the one projecting the movie. Meaning what? That he and I, together, are building my advancement, the new movie, and I really understand and know how everything is built, how everything advances, revolves, and I too become the screenwriter, the photographer, the one who arranges everything. In short, the movie is in my hands, with thousands and thousands of participants, and I'm the big boss. I'm really instead of the upper force, arranging my life. And everyone has their own life, their own world, with all the actors that they want. After we depict this complete picture, I want to break it down into frames or steps. Nature gave man the ability to come out of his life and to enter the plot of a book or a movie in order to eventually bring him to the understanding that the life that he's experiencing now is a movie too, and he can improve it. He can really create his own new movie. So our development in this regard is unlimited. Yeah. Okay. Now, I have my life. I get up in the morning, I go to work, I have my family, I have my problems, my good times. I download a movie from the internet, download a book, read it, watch 10 series in a row, whatever. I came out of my life into the life of someone else, of other heroes. In the process that you're describing, in man's process of development, what does he do? He opens a book, he watches a movie. What is he supposed to do in order to start experiencing the experience that you're talking about? It's reading a book, watching a movie. How? Through what? To manage his life. How? Does he open a book? Does he read someone else's plot? Does he watch a movie? After all of these plots, after everything that he watches, he asks, where am I? Where's my life? What's going on with me? What can I do with myself? And then he reaches a state where, I don't want all these movies. I don't want to be in this movie anymore. Because someone arranged this movie for me and put me into it forcefully, confused me, and I don't want it. So all in all, what do I do with my existence? This life isn't mine. I want to live my own life. And my own meaning what? And here suddenly I see that wherever I turn, it's not mine. I'm influenced by a thousand different sources that are all influencing me. And in every given moment, they're playing, toying around with me like with a yo-yo. Like soccer players with their ball, kicking me from place to place. And I don't want that. How do you stop this? That's the question. And where do I go then? So, I need a higher force than all of these players that are playing with me. Yeah? Like that company that's showing its series and so on. Also my life, my family, my wife, my home, my work. As much as I love these things, still I want to see how can I rise above all of this. Rise above it. And to see How could things be were I to plan my life myself? How can I know what I do? And so here I have to really see what is at my disposal. What forces, what intellect, what emotion, what things, what buttons can I push? I want to ask because suddenly I understood that we're really living in a movie, meaning that our reality, I don't know what's going to happen in a second. So the movie is advancing and developing, the movie of each and every one of us. We have no idea what's going to happen the next moment, what new heroes will come in or leave our life. The script is unknown. You want to know. It's not even that I want to know. First of all, I want to understand, what does it mean that I'm living in a movie? Ask actors that appear in a movie. Ask them. In advance, they know what's supposed to happen. Is it interesting for them? Yeah, many times when actors are interviewed, they say, I read the script and I knew that I want to be in this movie. We don't know our script. So that's the question. How appealing is it to be in a movie that you know what's going to happen the next moment and what you're supposed to act out? Meaning you have to rise to a level that's higher than yourself. You have to know the higher script. I'm not talking about Hollywood movies. You have to know the script. And to know how to act in it, and why and what for. Meaning here you already have to be connected with the goal, the purpose. Meaning, what is this entire movie for? Right. That's an interesting question, because when I go, when I watch a movie, so first of all, it's interesting to find out what it's about, but also what's interesting is to experience things, be excited, the process itself. Now, in the script of our life, it's also supposed to take us through a certain process, right? Some emotional experience. So the main thing is the experience. Were it not for the experience, then we'd end with life altogether. Because we know how they end. So until it ends, the way we live, that's what's interesting. That's what's appealing to us and keeps us alive. Not to know that there's something good in the future. To go through all these emotions, this is what we want. So write a script of what do you want to go through, what kind of emotions, feelings do you want to have, things do you want to experience, how will it help? I suppose I'll write the best script I can imagine for the best possible life, and according to what you want to feel. As you said, the main thing is the experience. I'd put in the script the best possible experiences that I can imagine. I take a month off and write a script. Who do I give it to? Where can I realize it? I can only fantasize about this, but it won't happen in life. How do I move from the planning of the sequence of experiences that I want to realizing them in practice? It's like I'm writing a book, but it's a book, it's not life. It's the book of your life that you want to realize. Okay, I wrote it, suppose, it's written. How do I bring it, how do I realize it? Very simple, you have to connect with those forces that control your life, but you already have a plan. What are the forces that control my life? Suppose I wrote a plan, I wrote the script, how do I connect with those forces? For this you need the wisdom of Kabbalah. Great, we're here to hear about that. How do I start controlling the movie of my life? How can I become boss over my own movie? and prove it. No problem. Please explain. How do you get in touch with the scriptwriter? Won't help. Because he has to discover then that the script that he wrote is wrong. Wrong how? Incorrect how? You wrote a plan that is not to your benefit, but I wrote it. So what? What did you write? What do you know and what do you understand? If you want to write your own plan for the future, you have to know, you have to learn what's the best thing for you. And how do you change all these different variations of one or another kind of script into what's good? And then when you reach a state where you understand what good is, then you discover that you have the ability to film this show, to really participate in it as the hero and as the one creating it. But not before you know what's good. So that's my question. Why does a person have to learn what's best for him? How can he know? The forces of this life, do they teach him what's good for him? Do you see that people have anything good? Do they know how to do it? The forces that control us in life, they put us in such movies that better not go there. Can we change the movie of our life? Yes, if you really know what's worthwhile wanting, then accordingly, you get the ability to do it. So, our entire development, just to see if I understand, our entire development throughout life is to develop this inner understanding of what's really good for me. And once I grasp that, I can experience it. Yeah, because the movie is ready. It's ready, only we don't want it, we reject it because of our short-sightedness. That's amazing. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately our time is up. In the meantime, thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.
Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, June 25, 2020. Question: what is the best way to start personal growth? What will help us start improving? Answer: it is necessary to identify what I am really drawn to and not what is a consequence of being in a certain environment that instilled its values in me. I must find out what I am personally yearning for. Question: are there concepts of early or late in self-development? Answer: of course. Preferably sooner rather than later. But in any case, I will have to realize myself. Question: what is self-realization for you? Answer: knowledge of your soul and its full realization. Question: what is the difference between self-realization and the satisfaction of needs? Answer: satisfaction of needs is an animalistic existence, and self-realization is attaining equivalence to the Creator. Question: at what age did you begin to seriously engage in self-realization and self-development? Answer: I think it was only after I found my teacher, Rabash, when I was already 33 years old. Question: how should one decide who to be, how to earn one's living? Answer: it does not matter what your occupation is. We come to this world not to somehow earn our living and realize ourselves within its framework, but to realize ourselves in relation to the Creator. Question: where can we find motivation for change and personal growth? Answer: the environment. It is said that envy, jealousy, and desire for honor pull a person out of all states. Question: what is more effective for personal growth, forcing yourself to leave your comfort zone or, to the contrary, listening to yourself and doing what you want? Answer: neither. It is imperative to enter the environment that will take you to the next level of development. Question: How important is positive thinking for personal development? Answer: in general, it is important. But at the same time, one must understand that there is also a critical view of this. Question: if your close environment has chosen the path absent of self-development, is it worth running away from them so as not to become the same as they are? Answer: you should always look for an environment that would push you forward. Question: why am I not applying what I know? Why are we made this way? What is stopping us? Answer: it is the egoistic desire to hide so that I would not be in any way humiliated or defeated. We are hindered by the fear of losing some small egoistic obstacles if we engage in a higher purpose. Question: how do we make sure that doubt and uncertainty do not hinder but help us grow and develop? Answer: you must be very confident of yourself and, undoubtedly, aware of your strengths and capabilities to achieve the highest goal. Question: how do you react to obstacles preventing you from reaching your goal? Answer: I am sure that I can somehow get around them if I correctly check my goal and myself. Question: what life achievements are related to self-realization? Answer: arrange the entire pyramid of needs correctly, and you will see how much simpler everything becomes. Question: is there a difference in self-realization of a man and a woman? Answer: yes. But it is the same with every man and every woman. Question: a person has all his potential from the very beginning. You just need to start studying and discovering it. And this can only be done through the environment. Is this the technique of personal growth? Answer: it all depends on the environment. Therefore, we must try with all our might to create the right society around us. Question: do you think that all psychological methods, when a person works on himself in order to improve his qualities, do not relate to realizing himself as human? Only in the right environment he can become human? Answer: the psychological method is good until the level of similarity to the Creator is reached. And in our time, it will no longer work. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020. Time for spiritual correction. Question: over 4,000 years of the history of the development of the people of Israel, it has been noted in various sources that the root of this nation is its unity. And if there is no unity, then another law is put in action: anti-Semitism. For example, in the book The Light and the Sun it is written, "When there is love, friendship and unity in Israel, no calamity can happen to them, and all curses and torments are pushed away." Why did the sages write about this for thousands of years, but they never managed to unite the people? Answer: the sages were trying to do it all the time. From generation to generation, they not only tried to bring people closer together, but even succeeded in this, teaching people to be closer to each other. But in parallel with this, egoism was constantly developing in us. This is the history of humanity, when egoism is growing all the time, dividing people. Therefore, we received an instruction, which is called mitzvah, from the word sivui, instruction, to realize rapprochement with each other, up to the achievement of absolute love, complete unity in thoughts and hearts. Throughout history we have been trying to do this, but so far egoism continues to develop in us, and in this it overtakes us. Comment: people really try to unite, but they did not succeed. My response: it should be so. The sages wrote that this should begin only with a spiritual upheaval, with the revelation of Kabbalah to the people of Israel. And this revelation took place in the 16th century through the Ari, the great Kabbalist, who revealed the Kabbalistic method to us, and described it in his books. We study from them. After the Ari, the Kabbalists, mainly the Baal Shem Tov and his disciples, continued his work. Studying the books of the Ari, we begin to understand how the spiritual system is built, and what our work should be in order to bring this system into a corrected state. This is a system of worlds, a system of souls in which we exist, although we do not feel it. Comment: 500 years have passed since the time of the Uri, but we do not see any significant changes. My response: the fact is that all spiritual properties, qualities, laws, and forces gradually descend into our world, and only in our time do we see how they all begin to manifest themselves. Today we live in a world in which egoism is openly manifested as a destructive force. People are beginning to understand that they are in a huge breakage, in rejection from each other. And this is a manifestation of such egoism, and now is the time to correct it. But humanity does not know how to do this. In front of us is some kind of evil fate, which can do anything with us, and we are absolutely helpless. And here the science of Kabbalah is revealed, which begins to openly say, I have the opportunity to correct all this if only you listen. From Kab TV's The Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, December 9, 2019.